Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. I've been specializing in lymphatic system detoxification for over 24 years. I see over and over again how most health problems improve when you maintain the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. The information on this show is for information only. Please check with your healthcare practitioner before trying anything mentioned in this podcast. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help hydrocephalus by improving the lymph-brain connection. If you have a child with hydrocephalus or water on the brain, or you or a relative have normal pressure hydrocephalus, NPH, you need to understand emerging science of the lymphatic system, especially about the lymph-brain connection. This is really very new. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Many of you have heard about craniosacral therapy. Dr. John Upledger trains us to work with the brain and spinal cord. Dr. Burrell from France, he teaches visceral manipulation, how to release the organs, and really what moved me the most and what puts everything together is Dr. Chicoli's work, lymph drainage therapy. The lymphatic system maintains every system in the body. It maintains the brain. It maintains the organs. So by helping this one system, we can help all systems in the body. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we are filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and overall health. Understanding this myth science that we're filling with cellular waste because our lymphatic system isn't working, I developed body work called Lymphpractic that I use to help clients in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up their lymphatic system to boost the immune system and natural detoxification to reduce inflammation, and your life changes. Lymphpractic also makes you more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a lifetime. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world, taking steps to improve your lymphatic system, body's sewage treatment system. You have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. You know, if you have been to a well checkup with your child and you were told that your child's head is in the higher percentile for being large, you have to pay attention to that. You know, I've talked to a lot of parents who said we didn't understand when they said that to us. But it really is a problem. When the head starts to expand in children, the cranium will expand. And it's easy to see in children because the head gets a little bit larger. In adults, we don't see that because the head, the cranium, is already not fused, but it's already hardened, and the pressure builds in the ventricles, and it puts pressure on the brain structure, and it starts creating problems. So the difference is in children, the cranium is still moldable, so it's going to expand, and in adults, the cranium does not expand, and it's going to create a lot more pressure onto the brain. So hydrocephalus is a medical condition where CSF, cerebrospinal fluid, builds in the brain. This can cause increased pressure inside your skull. Seniors may have problems with headaches, double vision, balance, incontinence, personality changes, or mental impairment. In babies, it may seem as a rapid increase in head size. That's what we're going to see. Other symptoms can include vomiting, sleeplessness, seizures, and downward pointing of the eyes as pressure on the brain increases. Normal pressure hydrocephalus is a condition in which excess cerebrospinal fluid occurs in the ventricle. In NPH, there is normal or slightly elevated cerebrospinal fluid pressure. As the fluid builds, it causes the ventricles to enlarge, compressing surrounding brain tissue, leading to neurological problems. Symptoms of urinary incontinence, dementia, and gait problems are seen. The disease was first described in 1965. Often, the treatment is a surgical placement of a shunt where they drain the CSF into the lining of the abdomen or sometimes into the chest where the CSF will be reabsorbed. But this is surgery. Shunts can have problems like repeated infections or stop working because they become congested from cellular waste and need to be replaced. So it's something that you really have to think about. NPH is often misdiagnosed as a stroke. This happened in my family. We saw this. My mom was diagnosed as a stroke for a couple of months, and then she got re-examined, and they found out it was normal pressure hydrocephalus. It could be Parkinson's, possibly diagnosed, or even Alzheimer's disease. So understanding a powerful lymph-brain connection is important in helping to gain more control over pressure in the head and the reabsorption of cerebrospinal fluid, right? And it really begins as a gentle river in the glymphatics. The glymphatics were found years ago before we even realized that there was a lymph system in the brain. And the glymphatics start as a little matrix around the blood vessels of the brain, and they just shunt off cerebrospinal fluid. And it was thought that they were shunted off to the lymph vessels outside the brain because they thought there was no lymph vessels in the brain. Well, that changed in 2015 when lymphatic vessels were found in the brain. So the glymphatics are the beginning of the lymphatics starting to pull fluid out from the tissues of the brain and brings it into the lymphatic system that's in the brain. And in 2017, the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid was found to be through lymphatic vessels. This is key, guys. I hope you understand that the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid is found to be through lymphatic vessels. So when we think about any type of fluid buildup in the brain or any type of pressure in the brain, even if you just have pressure as you feel in your head, then we have to understand that this is a lymphatic problem. And if you know my work, if you've seen my book on my website, healthylymphsystem.com, you know that we're filling with cellular waste because we're missing our lymphatic system. So recent research on Alzheimer's found that there was a missed root cause of Alzheimer's. It's when an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte can no longer clean itself, meaning when this astrocyte becomes slightly acidic, it stops the detoxification process. It can't clean. It constricts, in my opinion. And this is what my information, my book, and my website, and my course online is all about. That when our body, when our cells, whether it's your hip and you get sciatic pain, whether you have an ingrown toenail, whether you have a fatty liver, or you have a problem with your brain, it's really about the cells in that area having a problem. And if you have a lung problem, it's the same thing. That your tissues in that area have become acidic, they're no longer able to clean themselves as well, and they stay inflamed and toxic. So, to me, understanding the lymphatic system and its ability to clean, especially the lymph-brain connection, can make a big difference. So the ventricles are really swelling due to a blockage in the lymphatics in the ventricles because every organ has blood vessels in, blood vessels out, and lymph vessels coming out. And when those lymph vessels can't clean, then that area is going to fill with cellular waste and not going to have proper circulation. It'll actually limit circulation or it'll have too much fluid in the area. So, and it can even start lower in the body because they've known for a long time that when a lymphatics become congested, that it'll actually back up in the body. So in the head, it's going to back up into the head. So when the lymphatics in the neck possibly become congested, then you're going to have more congestion in the head. It's very similar to log jams in a river. We have one vessel on either side of our neck that must relieve the cerebrospinal fluid and other lymph. And when these little vessels, they're very thin, become congested as one on either side of your neck, then we get a backup. We get congestion in different parts of the body. And it really is like log jams in a river. Now, in a minute, I'm going to discuss how to help hydrocephalus by understanding how to balance pH, improve lymph flow, and improve natural detoxification. This is the way the body is really supposed to work. Now, in my office, I help clients who have heart disease, stroke, chronic pain, cancer, Lyme disease, pain, brain issues, swelling like hydrocephalus, lipedema, lymphedema, in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of LymphPractic. It's work I develop when I realize that we're filling with cellular waste. It really gets to the root cause of your problems. We relieve cellular waste over a few sessions. It reduces inflammation. Your body can begin to heal, and your life changes. If you're unable to come into my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, I coach clients around the world, and I always tell them the same things because I believe we all have the same problem. We're filling with cellular waste. So I developed a course that's groundbreaking. Boost your brain, weight loss, and life. Detox your lymphatic system. 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system. I even am putting up a general routine. We're almost done with it for parents to learn how to open up the lymphatics in their child by doing 4 easy steps. So you can have more control over swelling by maintaining the lymphatic system. This system maintains fluid balance in our body. So we have to think about this tiny network of vessels and nodes and how we can actually gain control of it. Now, a big part to improving lymph flow in the lymphatic system is balancing pH of the body. You often hear me talking about pH, and pH is basically the potential of hydrogen. And when we have more hydrogen in our blood or in our body, in our tissues, then we're going to have more acidity. When we have more alkaline, we're going to have more hydroxide, which is hydrogen and oxygen. So when we're acidic, we don't have oxygen in our cells, and our cells need oxygen, and that's where disease begins. So we have to really bring our body into balance, which is anywhere from between 6.5 and 7.5, and you want to check your saliva and urine pH. Look for some pH test strips. I like some strips by Voxa. They're very easy to read. So we want to know if your urine and saliva is acidic, imbalanced, or again, alkaline. And often people will say, hey, mine tested alkaline, but if you have any health problems, you may be, again, testing normal, but that means parts of your body are probably holding on to acid and not letting it out. So we have to get that circulation flowing and then check after a day or two, and you'll see you may see more acid. Again, most manufacturers will explain how to test their strips, and you just basically are fasting for anywhere from 2 hours to 90 minutes, nothing by mouth. You can have water up to an hour before, because otherwise you'll be dehydrated, and you can test your saliva and urine pH and do it a few times a day. It's a little harder on children, but again, you want to try and get an idea. So it's important to you balance the body's pH to improve lymph flow, circulation, natural detoxification. And I want to give you this the visual. When our body is acidic, we constrict. Your blood vessels constrict. Your cells constrict. Everything can constrict a little bit. And when your lymph vessels and microcirculation of your veins constrict, then they can't clean. And that's what's happening in most problems in our body. So we need to know if we're acid or alkaline. And we need to eat more fruits, vegetables, and alkaline nuts and seeds, which are going to help promote alkalinity in our body. Limit processed foods, grains, flour, red meat, sugar, soda, tea, coffee, alcohol. These are all acid-forming in the body. Understanding which foods are acid-forming and alkaline-forming in the body can make a big difference in your health. So go to my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. On the bottom, there's a link to an acid-alkaline food chart. It's pretty accurate. And just put it on your refrigerator. Start eating more fruits and vegetables. Diet is important, but not enough, especially with children, because they're finicky and they don't want to eat certain things. So you have to use supplements, balanced. With liquid magnesium, I like Natural Calm for children. And again, for adults, you want to get anywhere from 400 to 800 milligrams. For a child, check with your healthcare practitioner. And the most important thing when we're having a problem with swelling is systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes help to break down cellular waste that is creating the problem. It's like Drano almost for a drain. So systemic enzymes, and again, low dose can make a big difference. I like one called Fibrenza, but there are other ones on the market also. If you're on a blood thinner or aspirin regime, consult your physician before taking enzymes, because enzymes also, again, thin your blood. Children, get them in Epsom salt baths, even adults. You don't like a bath, don't have a bath, soak your feet. It really makes a difference. In a bath, put 2 cups of Epsom salt and 1 to 2 cups of baking soda in a warm water. Soak for 15 to 30 minutes. And watch your child the whole time, because they can get relaxed in the water. And always watch your child in a bath. It really helps to get magnesium and nitrates into the body, which make nitric oxide. So magnesium and nitric oxide help to relax the body. It's a natural way of detoxification. Have your child take deep breaths through their nose. That helps to pull from their brain. It really makes a difference. 2 or 3 deep breaths, a relaxed 2 or 3 deep breaths, you know. And most importantly, get a lymphatic drainage session. A lymphopractic in Scottsdale, Arizona. It makes a difference. We can create a wave through the body. On next Thursday's show, I'll be explaining how to help acne by improving lymph flow. It's affecting everybody, adults and children. I hope understanding how to maintain and detox lymphatic makes a difference in your life. Remember, the goal is really to balance pH and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation. And if I can help you understand how to improve how you feel and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.